In the name of one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Good morning. As Todd said, I am Bishop Jeff Fisher, Bishop Suffragan, the Diocese of Texas, and I live an office in Tyler, being the bishop for the east region of our diocese. And as I told some of the folks who were having breakfast before this service, I really feel like I am very much at home because I grew up not very far from here, and my parents still live in the house that they brought me home from the hospital in, up near Memorial City Mall, where I spent last night. And the story goes that my mother pushed me in a baby stroller to watch the bulldozers come to make Gessner Road. It's wonderful also to be with your clergy, with Todd and with Mary. Let's give your clergy leadership a round of applause. Now, Prairie View A&M University is just up the road from here, up Highway 290. And a few years ago, I had the opportunity to hear a speech by Dr. George Wright, who is the president of Prairie View A&M. Dr. Wright spoke about how his university does not give up on young people. Dr. Wright spoke about how Prairie View A&M gives young adults in our society a second chance. And as an illustration of Prairie View A&M's commitment to second and third and fourth chances in life, Dr. Wright noted that to this very day, the football program at Prairie View holds the college football record for the longest losing streak ever. From 1989 through 1998, Prairie View A&M lost 80 consecutive football games. That means that for almost 10 years, Prairie View A&M never won a single football game. Yet at the end of each year, Prairie View was granted just one more year to turn that football program around. Every year, Prairie View was given one more year to bear fruit. Then in 2009, Prairie View A&M football finally bore fruit. And the fall of 2009, the Prairie View Panthers went undefeated in conference play. Yet Prairie View's success would have never happened if the football program had been cut down during those lean years of racking up 80 consecutive losses. Prairie View's success only happened because someone spoke up and pronounced, "Let it alone for just one more year." Jesus tells us this story. A man planted a fig tree in his vineyard, and this man comes back each and every year to look for fruit on his fig tree. And each year the man finds no fruit on the tree, so the man tells the gardener this, "For 3 years I have come looking for fruit on this fig tree and I can still find none. So get the axe and we're going to cut it down." Yet the gardener pleads, "Sir, give the fig tree another chance until I dig around it and put manure on it. Let it alone for just one more year." And you see, when the gardener pleads, "Let it alone," the word that the gardener uses in the original Greek language of the New Testament. When he says, let it alone, that is the same verb that is also translated as to forgive. It is the very same Greek word that Jesus uses when he is nailed to his cross and he pleads, Father, forgive them. From his cross, Jesus pleads to let us fruitless fig trees be. Jesus pleads to forgive us for just one more year. Forgive the fig tree for not bearing fruit. Forgive Prairie View A&M football for not winning a single game for 10 years. Forgive us for being revengeful and spiteful and hateful for thousands and thousands of years. Forgive, forgive, forgive. Again and again. Now, when we talk about forgiveness, I think that it can sometimes be easy for us to objectify it and to talk about how we are to forgive people who and are so far away. Yet I don't know about you, but the people who I need to forgive are the people who I wish would forgive me, are the people who are the closest to me in my life. I have been married to my wife, Susan, for 26 years. And I often say that my wife is the biggest dispenser of forgiveness and grace in my life. And in the game of marriage, I know that I have never achieved a perfect undefeated season. And I also say that I don't have a 26-year losing streak either. But as a husband, I would say that I have a mixed record of wins and losses. And I'm blessed with a wife who practices grace and forgiveness. When I continue to put trash in the kitchen garbage can without first putting in a plastic bag, Susan forgives me for just one more year. When I leave smeared toothpaste all over the bathroom sink every morning, Susan forgives me for just one more year. And when I do even worse things that are selfish and hurtful, Susan pronounces forgiveness over my fig tree. And yet I don't quite know what to do in this analogy with the exhortation in Jesus' story to put manure on it. But somehow in the message of my marriage, I think I get that too. And I do know this, that season after season, year after year, for 26 years, my wife has pronounced over me and our marriage the gift of forgiveness. For one more season, give the fruitless fig tree another chance. Let it be for just one more year. Now, I know that it is much easier to pick up the axe and to cut down that fruitless fig tree. However, Jesus calls us to radical forgiveness. And I don't believe that we just wake up one day and suddenly find ourselves able to forgive terrorists or those who carry out mass shootings. We need to take tiny steps to get to radical forgiveness. We take these tiny steps by irrigating and fertilizing the practice of forgiveness. We irrigate and fertilize forgiveness when we are in the midst of a fight with our spouse or a relative, and we are the first one to break down and say, "I'm sorry." We irrigate and fertilize when we are in disagreement with our adult children, and we have the guts to say, "You know, maybe you're right." We irrigate and fertilize when an annoying coworker pushes our buttons, and we are humble enough to say, "Why don't we try it your way this time?" To practice radical forgiveness, we take tiny steps each and every day. Prairie View A&M University is just up the highway from here. And for almost 10 years, for 80 games, Prairie View A&M did not win a single football game. Yet the gardener of the Prairie View Panthers pronounced forgiveness by pleading, "Let it alone for just one more year." And from his cross, Jesus pronounces forgiveness over us fruitless fig trees, pleading, "Father, forgive them." Therefore, my friends, put down the axe. Forgive and forgive and forgive and forgive. For just one more year. Amen.